Okay, bring up Oracle today, please. Okay, we're going to look at views, and then we're going to look at reports today. And then next week, we'll basically finish up SQL, and then move on to PLSQL, so which is the programming language for SQL. So we're looking at views and reports today. What a view is that you are creating it's like a query, but you're creating this view, and in the case of this one, I did a bunch of selects. I used three tables, and I linked the three tables. So I was creating this view because it was something that I want to either see frequently, or I want to work with frequently, that this collection of data that I put in the view is what I want to look at. Now, what happens is when you create a view, it keeps the code, but it doesn't keep the data. So every time you execute the view, it re-looks at the data and gives you the results of the report based on the current data. Okay, so if you create a view and then you add 100 records, the next time you run the view, it will include those 100 records if they're appropriate to include. Okay, so that's the good part, is the view is a way of looking at the data, but it is always redone data-wise so that you always have current data. Okay? So, what I've got here is that select asterisks from don't expand. Whoops. And I hit the wrong thing. So I actually already have it out there. So the way I created that one is I'll create it under a different name. Create view, don't expand to, as. So I'm creating a view as. And then I'm going to say select. And in the case of this one, I did set up the froms, and I gave a one-character name to the things on the froms. Okay? This time I'm not doing that, but you can follow through and do it either way.
we'll find out if I was actually able to type that correctly. No. I left out the dot. So I'm going to have to go into the editor. But the point I was making here is instead of selecting select MID number, I wrote the table name and said select donor ID number. Name didn't need to have anything because it only appears on one table. I actually hit something there, but I didn't need to. Quant amount doesn't because it appears on only one table. Drive number needs to be identified, and drive name doesn't. So with donor, I can either put donor.id number or donation.id number. Doesn't matter because it's on both of them. With drive number, I can either put drive.drive number or donation.drive number. Doesn't matter because it's on either of them. And more importantly, it doesn't matter because I'm linking them down below. Now, I forgot the dot in between donation and ID number, so I'm going to have to go in and edit it. And put the dot in. And then execute. Okay, and so the view has been created. Okay, it's like if I do a create table. So I've created the view. Okay, so now I can see the view, and so I can do a select asterisk from don. And I've now got the view. Okay, so now I can use the view in a variety of ways. I can use it the way I would use a table if I want to. Okay, so instead of, if I want to do something, and instead of having, and I want the data that I want to use is in my select here. I want the ID number, the name, the contribution. Those are the things I want. I don't have to go in and set up the from with three tables and the where to link them. I can just use the view. So I can say, for example, select asterisk from donor expand to where contribution amount is greater than 20. Okay, and it comes back and it is giving me, it's looking at these records because that's the view. And it's giving me all the ones where it's greater than 20. So if I have a collection of data on multiple tables that I frequently want to use, it makes sense to set them up as a view. Okay, and take the data from the tables that I'm going to want to view, use in a variety of ways, set them up as a view, and then it's just so much easier to write. Select asterisk from donor expand 2 where con amount is greater than 20. And again, every time I say from and I give the name of a view, it goes and gathers the data at that point so that the data is current. If I entered a record 5 minutes ago, it's going to be using that. Okay, so that's going to be there. So this is a way of, you know, setting things up if I have a collection of data that I frequently want to query and ask questions about. So try one or two of those and just experiment for a couple of minutes, and then we will move on. Yeah.
To look forward, tonight's assignment and select C, customer 8, but there's no tape with the beginning of C.
Well, it is right there. Tom, the C is for the customer.
All right.
Okay. Remember, when I want to give the name, table name or shot name, I can say like I did here in the front clause, from donut, which I'm going to refer to as G, donation, which I'm referring to as M, drive, which I'm referring to as D. Okay?
Probably better to give a little more meaningful long name, but so that you'll actually remember what's what. But anyway. What you're doing now is hopefully creating your view of something and using it. If I haven't heard from you in a while, send me an email. The school has a policy, and this applies to all your classes, that if I don't hear, if you don't exist for 3 weeks, and if I don't hear from you, you don't exist. If you don't exist for 3 weeks, I'm supposed to drop you. Okay? And you should keep that in mind for all your classes. So, it's important that I periodically get emails from you. Okay? Because, again, if I don't hear from you for 3 weeks, I'm supposed to drop you. Now, I will send you an email saying I am about to drop you, but still, it's good to not get so far behind, you know, that you even have to worry about it. But if you are, then you should definitely send me an email. Okay, so what I did here is I inserted something into donations. And then went on and didn't select just to show that that donation got included. And the donation was from person 12121 for $100. And there's 12121 for $100. And so that came up. Okay, so it got included in there. It wasn't there before, and it got included. So I now have two things for Jennifer Ames, whereas before I only had one. Okay, so that now is part of it. And then I went on and did the greater than 20, which I'd already showed you. And when I do the greater than 20, I can do the select asterisks, or I can choose to only want a few fields, if that's what I want. So I can only ask for a couple of fields if I want that. You can also do anything with a view that you could do with a table, so I can do a group by, okay? So here I'm saying create a view called drive view, and it's going to have drive number and tote contribution as select drive number and sum of contribution amount
from donation group by drive number.
Okay, so I started out and just following this, I'm saying create a view, drive view, whatever. And I want to have in that drive number, I can't spell, and a field I'm going to have labeled as total contribution as, and then I'm selecting information, and I'm selecting two fields, one that is drive number, one is total contribution. Okay, so I'm putting in those two fields. So I'm saying select drive number, sum of contribution amount from donation, and group by drive number. Yep, I think I've got everything spelled right. Yes.
Okay, so I said here, basically, I want to select the drive number, the sum of the contributions, and I want to group by drive number. So again, when I'm doing a select and a group by, the only thing I can show in the select is the thing I'm grouping by and one of the totals that I'm getting. I can't pick a piece of data that's not part of the grouping.
So my select there says I want to select a drive number, a sum of the contribution amount from donation, and I want to group it by drive number. Then I want to create a view, and that view is going to have the drive number and the total contribution, which will be the sum. So now if I say select asterisk from drive view, I am getting the drive number and the total amount. Okay, so it's going in and adding in the total amounts. So drive number 100 is 45, drive number 200 is 40, and drive number 300 is 10. So it did the grouping, and there was only one thing that needed to be grouped, and that was 100 that had more than one record. Okay. So basically, that's another way of doing the grouping, the view. Okay, the next thing we're going to look at is reports. Okay, now, there are a oodle of loads of ways of creating reports within Oracle that are more part of the developer and a user interface and make nice reports and are definitely the way to go. But we're learning SQL, so therefore we're going to make an SQL report, which is kind of clumsy, not terribly effective in the sense that it's a pain in the neck to create and use, mainly because it's difficult to clear it out after you're done and clear out all the things they kind of hang around. So it's a pain, but it illustrates two things. Number one, it illustrates the scripting, and number two, it does show how to create a report strictly in SQL if you want to. So, I have this that I want to use, and what I'm going to do is actually use Donor Expand to do it. On this first one, I didn't put in, if you compare these two, and they're very similar, this one does not have the select statement in it. Well, that's pretty risky, because what happens is if I write this and it doesn't have the select statement in it, it relies on the last thing that I did, basically. And so if the last thing I did was play around with something called Donor Expand, then it's going to use Donor Expand in this. Okay, but that's a risky thing to do because you're relying on something as opposed to telling it something. So I'm going to skip that one and come down to this one. And I'd like you to go ahead and do it with me, or you do it too. Okay, so I'm going to create a report. So the first thing I'm doing is saying edit, and I'm just going to call this report 1. Okay, so I'm just editing RPT 1. And I'm going to put in it the things that I called header column 1. So it comes back, and notice it assumes, rightly so, that I am creating a SQL file, okay? And so it comes back and says, cannot find it, do you want to create a new file? And my answer is yes. Okay, and so it is creating report1.sql. Okay, so I am writing a script here. And in this case, the script happens to be a script to create a report. So I'm saying clear columns. And then I'm saying column ID number. And it's got a heading. And I'm putting donor. And then the bar there means I'm going to skip down to the next line. And so I'm making a two-line heading here. Okay? So donor will be on one line, and you can look down and you can see the results of this. Donor ID is on two lines. So putting the bar in there puts it on two lines. Okay? And then I said column name is a heading, and you don't have to make these capitals. And I probably should just give that up. Okay, I think I typed it right. So now I'm going to save this. And I'm going to exit. And I'm coming back to the prompt. And I'm writing @report1. And it generates the report. Okay, so @report1, and it generates the report. And it's not the same as I have out there because I don't have the same records. So whatever records you have on your donor file is going to be what's going to show up here on your donor donation and drive file. So this is an example of I use the view. If you go back and look, when I was creating this, I gave the name of the view, so I said select asterisks from the name of the view. So if I go back in again and say edit report 1, okay, you can see, maybe you can see, make that smaller. There we go. I was using the view. So whatever, when you were doing the view a little while ago, whatever name you gave the view, that's what you want to use here. This is the view. Now, do you have to use a view? No. I can put a very complex select statement there. Okay, but since we just talked about views, I use the view. But I could have any select statement I want. And I can have a select statement with 3 tables and then have the where clause that links the tables together or a join clause that links the table together. But in my example, I chose to use the view because I had gathered the data that I wanted to use into the view. So I could just use the view. But again, if I hadn't created the view, I could have done the whole select there and listed the 3 tables and done the connection with the tables. Okay. Questions? Okay. So there's my report. Okay, so now I'm going to go down and we're going to add things to this report. Okay, in this one I put in a set line size at 65, which means that it will only do 65 characters. And I put in a title, which is a T title for some bizarre reason. So again, I can say edit report 1 and go in and add to it. So I'm at this point saying set line size 65. And then I'm saying T title. Donations with donor, yeah, right, and drive. Okay, so I've now added in the title, and I do a file save and a file exit. And I come back out here and I do another @ report 1. And I now have the title. And it throws in today's date and it throws in page numbers as well. So the title throws in the title and throws in the other information, such as the date and the page number. Okay, so again, if I want to see that, edit report 1, and that's the report that generated that output. Okay, now this is why I said this is clunky kind of report. Okay, I just went in and I wrote down here select asterisks from donor. And so it basically is kind of a combination of trying to put whatever I just said into the report. Okay, so it's It's clunky. And I have yet to figure out how to get rid of everything. There's a lot of things I'll show you in a minute of how to get rid of most of it. But I have actually decided it's easier to log out and log in after you do the report than it is to clean up after yourself. And it is really, again, you would not find a lot of people making reports like this. They would go into the developer side and make the reports using the user interface as opposed to using SQL for that. But this is how, number one, you create a script, because this report is a script. So I do the script by saying edit report, and I called it report one. It created a report1.sql script. And I can go in and make changes to that script anytime I want to. And when I want to execute that script, I can just use the @ report one and it will execute that script. And I can save that script forever and have it so that I can go on. So now if I come back and say select asterisks from report one, okay. Didn't I call it report one? Have I lost report one? RPT1, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, I should have, sorry about that, that was me. Select asterisks from report one. It's not a report. It's a table or a view. I needed to put the view name in there. And if I want to run the script, I don't know where my head was at. When I want to run the script, I say @ and then the name of the script, which is report one. And it happens to be that this script is preparing a report. But you can have a script for a whole lot of other things. I can have a script. Earlier on, I gave you a script where I did a create a table and I did a whole bunch of inserts. And if you copied that script, you could then create the table. Okay, so let me go back. Does anybody remember where that was? Yeah, script to create employee table. Okay, so this was a script I created. And inside the script, and notice it's called createemp.sql. So that's the name of the script. Scripts have a .sql extension. So that's the name of the script. And so what I do is if I wanted to use this, I think it's easier to just copy it and then go into your own and create, say, you know, edit, create employee, and paste that in, save it, and then come out and you can execute it. Okay, so if I take this, and I have no idea whether I already have that, but if I take this and come back over here and say create, or edit rather, edit, create EEMP2, I'll call it, in case I have it. It comes up, can't find it. Do you want to create a new file? Yes. I paste it in. Okay, so I didn't copy it. I highlighted it. And then I've now put it in there and say file save, file exit, and then I come down here and say @ create employee 2, and it has just created it. And actually, okay. And so it went through and said one row created, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So, back to what I was doing. But you can go in and create scripts to do things, and then you can just say @ and you can @ create employee, or you can put the .sql on. It doesn't matter. So, if I continue on with my reports, I can also break. So I can say break on report on drive number, and at that point skip two lines. Okay, so I'm saying break on report on drive number and skip two lines. So I'm going in and adding that to report one. Okay, so I come down here and say edit report one. And I'm going to add in here a break. So I'm saying break on report on drive number. So I'm breaking on the whole report and on the drive number. And then the skip to just means that I'll skip down some lines. Okay, so I can add that back in. And that gives me the ability to break. Okay. File, save, file, exit, and come back here and @ report one. Okay. And so I now broke. Okay. Now, I have not done a order by, so notice that it gives me the two 100s are both there because I hadn't ordered by. Okay, so if I go in there and say order by, and say select asterisks from donor expand, order by drive number. And then run @ report one. The 100s got grouped. Okay, because I put them in and I did an order by clause on them. Okay, so that meant that I got it. Okay, so by putting the order by clause on, I'm getting them in order. Whereas I didn't have them in order before. And when the break, when it's repeating a number, notice it doesn't repeat it. So I might want to have put the drive number first when I was listing these, as opposed to putting it kind of in the middle, because it looks kind of silly there without the repeat. But it doesn't repeat it if it is part of the same group. It only gives it to you once. Okay. And notice that it gave me two pages, and I may decide I don't like that either. And if you go down to the bottom of this handout, I have a whole lot of commands that you can give. And one of them is set page size. So if I wanted to have more records on the break, on the page and not have it break, which is what it did very early, I can go in there and set page size. And if I set the page size, then I'm going to have, you know, not get two pages when I've only got a little bit of information to report. So I can go back in and do that. Okay, then I've got a compute sum.
Okay.